It's Rundown, January 17th. It is a Tuesday. It's a Daddy's Gone episode. We got Roan on his first one ever.
First Rundown ever.
The debut. It's a big one. Chapsy in the house. Chaps had a few glasses of red wine, so it'll be an interesting take. Today's Rundown is brought to you by MVMT Watches. Chaps, rocking it. Almost as good as my glasses. Ooh. Go to MVMTWatches.com. You get 15% off, free shipping and returns. Promo code is MVMTWatches.com/rundown. Best watches going. Cheap, look great. That's really the key, isn't it? Save money, spend your money out at the bar on the girl that you pick up with your nice watch.
Last time I had a watch on the show, I was wearing something that rhymes with Fartier and got mad made fun of for it because people were saying that I was wearing a women's watch. Wow. I don't know if everybody remembered. That hasn't happened to me today. Nothing but compliments, so.
It seems like an easy fix.
Yeah. MVMTWatches.com/rundown. Boom. First topic today is a good one because I don't even watch the show, but it's Bachelor. You're a big Bachelor guy. Roan, you're a Bachelor guy. That's a surprise to me.
Why?
I don't know. You just don't strike me as a Bachelor guy.
I'm like addicted to The Bachelor. Like I turn people out onto The Bachelor. If you watch The Bachelor with me, I guarantee that by the end of the episode, you're hooked.
Yeah, I thought that he was kidding. Last night when I was like, are you a Bachelor guy? And he's like, yeah. And then he was going through like character after character of like who he liked, who he didn't like. And I was blown away. Roan has so many facets about him that you don't even know what's going to come out.
Love The Bachelor. I really can't get enough. Have you ever tried?
I'm not a reality show guy. I've never been into any reality show. I'm a scripted TV guy.
You know how when you're on a scripted TV show, to put it in your world, when you first meet the whole cast of characters and it's like, this is the guys in the crew. We got the heist guy. We got the computer guy. And they go through the whole list. That's what The Bachelor is. And you just get to meet all these different characters. It's fucking incredible.
Now, last night there was something you wanted to discuss
right.
here.
So last night there was a big scene. They were in the bouncy house, which everybody knows I'm a big bouncy house guy. I've been known to bounce here and there. But I think her name is Corinne, right?
Yeah, Corinne.
So Corinne, she mounts this dude.
I'm sorry to interrupt here. The Bachelor takes over. So I actually do kind of follow The Bachelor.
You have to.
Even if last night there's Cavs Warriors on, The Bachelor is all that Twitter is for 2 hours.
Especially
so I know who Corinne is. She's titties out girl, right?
Yes.
Yeah. She like passes out
tits
drunk.
Out for the boys, yeah.
Right, okay. So I'm sorry to interrupt. So I do know who these people
Corinne
are.
Corinne mounts this dude in the bouncy house. And I'm thinking, does The Bachelor care that he's going to have a boner on TV? Like, they're doing some casual kissing. There's some heavy petting going on. But I'm thinking, if you're a girl and you're just doing casual kissing, do you want the guy to be boned up? What do you think?
Do I think that...
If you're doing a casual makeout, do you want your partner to get a boner?
The easy answer is yes, because that means that you're doing your job.
Yeah,
that means you're making out hot. That means you're doing a hot makeout.
But premature ejaculation, if it comes too early in the heavy
that's
petting
session? That's a compliment.
Session? Oh, heavy petting's a pop.
Premature ejaculation has to be a compliment. For a girl, like at the basest sense, like imagine if you just were kissing a girl and she started
coming. I'm shocked
coming.
That you don't understand, like you don't believe that. You don't subscribe to that idea.
I feel like she is like, I'm a bad bitch if she makes him come his britches. Like I feel like that's a bad bitch thing to do. But also she's gonna be low key disappointed. You don't know if you're going in for seconds. Like you get the dessert right away. So he kind of already got his stuff off and then he might not be anything weird. Cause I talked about it on a couple blogs before. Like, if you're super horny, you'll do stuff like lick a butt. But if not, if you already came once that day, you're not licking a butt.
You think that it's just like based, you don't think that you want to redeem yourself after your first embarrassing cum session where you're like, man, I gotta do extra this time and really make sure this is a whale of cum.
You might do extra. You might have reserves. I mean, probably because I'm 34, I don't have those reserves left up.
Don't say that about yourself, you're in great
shape. I mean, I'm in like final suppressive fire mode. Like that one time is like all I got. So if I'm doing like britches coming like inside of the bouncy house, that's probably my day.
Fice, you think that this dude 100% was boned up?
I didn't see the video, so that's why I'm letting you two kind of run with
and
this
And I
one.
Didn't see I, a well, boner give, on the dude. So either they're doing like really, really good camera work, or he's wearing several pairs.
They acknowledge that he had a boner?
No.
No.
Oh, this is all speculation. This is wild speculation about.
Well, let's put you in the situation. So you're in a bouncy house. The girl who is like the most dripping with sex girl in the house is mounted on top of him.
The one with the platinum vagine?
The platinum vagine is on top of her platinum vagine is right on top of his dick, and she's making out with him in a bouncy house. He's in a bathing suit. She's pretty much in a bathing suit. You're getting boned up?
I don't think I'm not going full bone on it.
Yeah?
Ooh, no.
Because you're a cock.
Yeah,
control.
I'm going chub, which is the best place to be before the pants come off. You gotta be. Because when it comes off and you're full out, that's all you have to offer.
It's so aggressive. Right?
So when you come out half chub, there's a little surprise, there's a little left of the imagination still.
And it's still that's dangling a, at least. Right, like if right, you pull so down the pants and it's like right in someone's face.
I think it's kind of like you want your boner to be like Andre Bocelli, the opera singer. Where like he comes out, he's giving you a nice Ave Maria. But then he hits it up and he goes up another octave.
Right.
Because if he just keeps on the same tone, you're like, yeah, is his voice beautiful? Sure, like he's got a nice voice. But then you're like, fuck, he can hit the high note.
Yep, I don't know, what can
and,
I add
and
to
that's
that?
The same idea to keep with sexting too, I feel like. I always go, I don't go full boner with a sext. Because you gotta leave a little something, little like, what else can he bring to the table?
Right.
Leave a little mystery. That's really the definition of romance.
I mean, I feel like because I'm 34, I'm too old for the like sexting game, but I feel like you gotta go hard on the sexting game. Like you gotta be like, so what are you thinking? Like two Siamese twins, like
so you don't think
off
it's,
a goat or something?
So I'm of the opinion that it's sexier to see a girl with like almost naked than fully naked. And same. That's kind of the same, it's
exactly.
Like the same.
Like casual side boob.
Yeah, it's like that's sexier than just being like, boobs, like fucking boobs shoving your face like so ostentatiously like that. Like it's like with like a half boner, it's like, oh, that's just like, that's not even his whole, that's not even all he's got going
on. Yeah,
that could be
flaccid and we could be working with a grower. So
yeah,
like
that could be
now
flaccid.
We could really
that's
be going
the dream.
Nuts.
That's the lie we're selling.
That's
like, that's flaccid.
Exactly the lie.
I feel like that's what they refer to as the mystery man.
Is that what label it? All right, we're gonna move on from boner talk.
Okay.
Goodell's not coming to Foxborough. This is not a surprising situation. It's problematic. Mm. I think it's problematic that the commissioner of the NFL is scared to go to, right now, the greatest franchise in sports to their stadium.
So now the haters are gonna say he's going to Atlanta because it's the last game.
In that stadium.
Yeah.
But last game could have been the last game in that stadium.
And he wasn't
there. You get one. Although to be fair, he did do two in New England before. He did divisional.
Oh, he used to come to New England?
He was at the Deflategate game, and he was at the game before that in New England, and now he hasn't been back
but
since.
But do you feel like that's, like to borrow a phrase from Part of My Take, like that's him respecting the biz? Because he knows he's hated so much in that stadium. He's not going to be a distraction for New England. Like, is he doing him a favor by not being a distraction?
I assure you, Roger Goodell is not out to do New England any favors.
Yeah, he's not trying to do him a favor. I think he's got to be scared, right? He's scared of like the retribution that's going to come from this.
I think he doesn't want it.
Is it a security concern?
Well, it's not a security concern. He'd be in. I mean,
that was very dismissive of my question.
It was. I can't imagine they actually fear for his life. He'd be in a luxury box. It's not a real.
Not for his life, but maybe a little expectoration. He might get spit upon by the way that Dave's.
It's been called for.
It's been called
maybe
for.
Maybe even cummed upon.
No, they draw the line.
The cum was ruled out.
Cum was out.
Yeah. But I do actually, I agree 100% with Dave's blog where I don't want him coming. Because then it's kind of, he is, Dave actually,
then you have to
Dave
be nice
rarely
to him.
Hits the nail on the head. He did on this one where that's almost like he's being the bigger man. He's like, all right, I'll let you have your moment to bash me.
You guys, as Patriots fans, you can't afford him being the bigger man because of how much you vilified him.
Right.
It's like, oh, if he does something right now, you guys
look
like this.
Well, that's why
schmucks.
We're lucky. It's impossible for him to do something right or be the bigger man. So we picked the right guy to vilify, I feel.
Yeah, he is. Or maybe a true villain. Mm-hmm.
Next up, Ringling Brothers, 146 years in the biz, the show business biz. They're closing the curtain. They're done. They ruled out elephants, I guess, a couple years ago, and the clowns, they can't really sustain business. It's not working out
too well.
It's
just the clowns now?
I think they have a couple animals, maybe.
Just a
but,
clown show.
But the elephants were the big draw, apparently. So they're done. Were you a circus guy, and are you happy to see the circus go?
I'm gonna go out here and say this now. I know this is a website that we're built on takes, and we like to do strong takes at times. And I'm not usually in that biz, but I will say this: fuck the circus and anybody who loves it.
Okay.
Because elephants don't deserve that shit. Elephants don't want to be going up on their hindquarters and like doing all that. Like I'm glad to see it shut down.
But
like,
can I get a real like 180 degree counterpoint on that, because I couldn't feel more differently about that.
You like the circus.
Do you really think that an elephant in the circus has a worse life than a cow who's living his life to be slaughtered?
Yes.
They have a worse life?
I mean, because usually, if you would have went milk cow, I would have been on your side. But you went meat cow, usually do a little bit of grazing.
Steroids?
They don't know. But I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched any shows on Alaska, but in order to have a good cow that's going to be meat, you have to shoot them when they're not expecting it.
But that's
or
like
take their life when they're not expecting it. They don't even know.
But that's not a McDonald's cow. That's like a grass-fed $15 burger.
Yeah, but McDonald's is for poor. It's like, I'm talking about like good, solid cow.
But if people say that elephants are these like very intelligent animals, right? Elephants are supposed to be geniuses. Like, you don't think that an elephant knows that people are clapping for it and that it's the center of attention and that everyone came to see the elephant?
Elephants are divas.
Yeah, elephants should feel good about their diva lifestyle that they've been living and just fucking like live their lifestyle. Stop trying to be what you're not. The grass is always greener, of course.
I don't know. This is the way I view an elephant, okay? And this is part of it. Every single time an elephant poops at the circus, somebody comes and ushers it in real quick. When you're doing your business, you want somebody to come flush right away? Or do you want to like take
that's
your time?
That's your problem. Okay, that's what it is.
It's an issue.
They pick up the shit too quick. Don't let that fucking shit marinate.
Like, he doesn't even get a chance to relax. It's like,
a human is picking up their poop. A human is cleaning their poop. Could they be more pampered than a fucking human coming in and fucking hosing down their poop area?
I'm going to say yes.
I think if it weren't for the circus, like 28-year-old me right now, I'm happy. Let the animals go. I now understand how it's not really the best situation at being a circus or a zoo or not. But childhood me, I might not know elephants exist right now if it weren't for the circus.
Yeah?
I might have never learned about an elephant.
If you're not watching Animal Planet, if you haven't seen...
It's an outrageously good point.
If you haven't seen Lion King, Jesus. Lion King's the only way we're seeing elephants.
You should have been a lawyer. That was, like, ridiculous. I'm stopped in my tracks. Don't you know? Let's go to the next one. I'm fucking embarrassed. Also, on the rundown, we're brought to you by the good folks at Untuck It. This weekend, I was doing brunch here in Manhattan. Was out. I went to, a Belgian waffle spot. Happened to get a little maple syrup in my beard, spill it all down my sweater. I let K. Marco know. He told me about there was a box of Untuck It shirts in Dave's office. So I used it, came in here, broke into Dave's office, threw on an Untuck It shirt. And I'm telling you, every single place I went, people were like, damn, Chaps, that flannel looks good on you. You look really handsome.
Really?
And it was because it was Untuck It. It was blue, brought out the color of my eyes. Nobody accused
Very
me
nice
of being
eyes.
A ginger on top. They just appreciated the beard. The nice blue flannel on it. So go to untuckit.com. The promo code is Barstool. You'll get 20% off and you'll be as sexy as me when I come to Manhattan and eat those Belgian waffles, bitches. Let's go.
Next one, Embiid, your boy.
Okay.
My boy.
Your boy. Embiid, first of all, I've been retweeting. I don't retweet anything about all-star votes or anything like bullshit like that. I have been retweeting every single one of Joel
You're on
Embiid's.
Board?
He's a monster. He's the best.
There's room for everyone on board. Listen, I want everybody to be a fucking fan of Joel Embiid. What's not to like about the
Are
man?
You considering that he is going to jump the shark?
How could he?
I thought there might be some worry about that. And then his argument when they were like, he's like, yeah, it's probably going to go bad at some point, but until then, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, he might
That's not
well.
A guy who can jump the shark.
It's been a shitty 2 years, and he's... shooting out of the cannon so hot.
I always
hot.
Thought that he had like a ghostwriter.
For his tweets?
Yeah. Like always, I thought he did. Like, because they're so good and so funny. And
like Norm Kelly, the guy
I
from
I was
Canada.
Like, how does this athlete have everything? Like, how can you be fucking 7'2", ridiculously good at basketball, multimillionaire, and be insanely funny and put porn stars in a body bag on Instagram? Like, how can you do that all at one time?
He's perfect. He's incredible. To me, he's the, as far as athletes, like, he's better than Shaq. Like, he's as good as, mm-hmm. like, on the court, off the court entertainment as you can get. Coley compared him to Gronk, which is like, it's kind of a similar comparison there.
I think he's much more witty.
I was thinking of like the injuries too.
That's a good
But he's much more witty than Gronk.
Yeah,
he is like definitely. Actually a smart, like not to.
When he, there was one recently where I think it was some other blog who was quoted on it? Oh, Hassan Whiteside. And he said that it's kind of bullshit how some centers are just turning this into a popularity contest or whatnot. And so there was that story posted on a blog, and Embiid just quote tweeted it with, Joel Embiid, NBA vote. And that was the best response I've
ever
seen.
It's incredible. And he already, you know how yesterday he, what did he call Milwaukee? Like Shit Town or something like that?
I think it was Shithole, was it?
When he played against Hassan Whiteside, he like tagged it as like Burnt Chicken or some shit like that. Like every single time he's like tagging whatever city he played in and like subtweeting or coming at whatever center he played against somehow. It doesn't get more entertaining. Like we should be paying him for what he's doing.
I almost
off the
wish
court.
That we could go back to draft night when he originally got drafted and know his personality how we know it now and look at his video when he was first drafted by the 76ers and view it with the scope of who he is and his personality.
I wish we could go back to,
because you know he's like trolling and shit like that. Right, like he's right, really a
when
smart
just stare
dude.
At the TV.
Yeah, and he's just like shaking his head. Yeah. But he said he was on delay, like because he didn't want to go somewhere else.
Right.
Like
right.
I wish we could look at it in like
understand
that.
Him.
Yeah.
I wish we knew the MB that we know today.
Yeah, it's kind of like looking at like a painting, and you're like, Van Gogh's kind of fucked up. He's cut off his ear, but now we're like,
now
that was pretty
it's
dumb.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you said that yesterday that you were thinking about maybe getting a new basketball team that you're rooting for. Any chance you jump ship and hop on the MB train?
I don't feel like I can do MB because there's so many NBA vote MB. Like, I feel like that would be too much.
So he's already jumping the
but, and I also need, no disrespect to him or to you, I need, if I'm going to jump ship from the Magic, I need a good team. I need a good team in my life.
We're on our way. Buy low. All right, that's fine. We don't want you.
Next up, I'm also going to change my opinion real quick. Embiid can jump the shark, because 2 years ago, I thought the Warriors could never jump the shark. I thought they were so likable and such an entertaining team. Here they are. They're the most villains ever. So at some point, he probably will.
Yeah.
Five times undefeated. Yeah. Everyone gets sick of everyone eventually. You know, right. Everyone hates their wife by the time they're dead. So probably happened with Embiid.
Kind of like Richard Sherman.
Kind of like Richard Sherman, yeah. Next up, inauguration. This is you, Chaps, this morning. Toby Keith. What do you got on Toby Keith?
Toby Keith performing at Trump's inauguration is the least surprising thing in the history of the world. Like, I feel like the Trump ceremony should have nothing but bins of Bud Light Limes and Toby Keith, like, blaring at all times. Like, when the president-elect is like, I'm excited for the inauguration simply for the fact that Bikers for Trump are going to be there. And Toby Keith is going to be there. It's the least surprising thing ever.
Why can we not get more, like, since when do artists care that much about, like, politics to be like, no, I'm not going to take the $80,000 check?
Be,
since
yes, when? I would want, because you're performing, it's the same thing.
Wait,
like
that's all
the
they're
Super
getting,
Bowl.
80K?
I mean, well, I don't even know what, they're
like
probably getting way more, than and that. If they're getting way more than that, it's like,
no,
if you're
because the Bruce Springsteen cover band backed out. Like a cover band.
That's most pathetic thing. That's as bad a thing. I mean, like Trump's whole deal was he's like, I'm a great businessman. I close deals. I'll fucking make Mexico pay for this. You can't lock in the E Street Band or B Street Band,
right?
Whatever they're called. Like you got to lock that in.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I have not been a fan of Trump. I've never been a friend of Trump. But I haven't really been quiet about that. Block all the politics out. Block everything out. And I tell you, come to my party. All I'm playing is Toby Keith and Three Doors Down. You go, that dude fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah, that's not bad. In the year 2017.
Now, I've been known to partake in some Three Doors Down, so I'm not going to allow that to go unnoticed, that we're just going to shit on Three Doors. Because hold me where I'm here and hold me where I'm gone. Like, I feel like from 2008, or from like 2006 to like 2009, like 60% of military videos were based on Three Doors Down or Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
No,
like
I used
it was
to,
one or two.
I definitely used to fuck with Three Doors Down, and I don't mean to really go in on them here, but it's a decade late.
That's fair.
It's a decade late.
Yeah, it is. That's 100% fair.
Why? Since when is music, though, music doesn't bring everyone together? Like, when do, I just don't understand why these people are taking such hard stances on politics. I mean, I guess it represents who they are, but, like, aren't you trying to just get a check? Like, why do you care?
I would much rather have, like, 3-6 Mafia singing, like, Chicken Heads. And like, I feel like that would be dope.
That would be incredible. Yeah. I would love it, and I feel like they wouldn't do it because they have some, like, once every 4 years political opinion.
Do you think 3-6 Mafia has that one? I feel like they'd take the check.
You think so?
I think if 3-6 Mafia got a call, they're taking the check.
Just watching all the Trump supporters like listening to Chicken Heads like, go off would be amazing.
All right, last topic of the day. Putin has said that, well, he said that Trump wouldn't need to fuck Russian prostitutes because he's blamed with so many beautiful women. He said, but if he had, Russia most certainly has the best prostitutes in the world. Discuss. I disagree. Chaps agrees very strongly.
Who do you think is better?
I don't know, but I know Eastern European women. See, they just scare the shit out of me.
Such
Eastern European,
bullshit.
they're so sharp. Their features are so sharp. They terrify me. I would be convinced they would kill me without having an alternate. Well, I'll take Vegas. I'll put Vegas up against anybody.
Vegas, that's good. Or maybe like Thailand or something like that, where
they're
it's
all
like
boys,
completely
though.
Unregulated.
Careful.
Why didn't? Are we just saying female prostitutes? I thought we just said best prostitutes.
they're a good boy fuckers.
I thought we're just going across the board.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm thinking Russia. I mean, Russians are beautiful. Like, I think there's a lot. Like, you can have a really bad Russian or a really good Russian.
Yeah, well, I feel that you're hit or miss with the Russians.
Is you prostitution get, legal there? Is Putin saying
he's fucking prostitutes? I think murder is legal there. I think
you can do whatever you
want. In my mind, yeah. Russia is, it's just a lawless land.
The only thing you can't do is like a Pussy Riot.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't show your titties in public.
Yeah.
Is he saying that he's banging these prostitutes? Like, how would he know they're the best in the world? Is he saying that he's fucking Russian prostitutes?
Good
and
point.
All the other
compared? If you're the president of Russia, I feel like you're definitely getting... And he's single. I don't even think he's married.
No, he's not married.
I bet he's, like, doing all kinds of crazy shit.
And just, like, when what? Like, also, like, what does he mean?
Like, having chicks piss on him and stuff.
Yeah. That's what he might mean by stuff. The best. Yeah. Does he mean the best, like, they'll do anything? Or does he mean, like, the best that they're, like, good at sex? Like, does he mean they'll do piss shows? Because maybe that's what he means. Like, that could be the best.
When I was in Japan, they used to do a thing called a banana show, where somebody shove a banana up there, and you'd have, like, a random service member, and they could do, like, cuts. Like, they would, like, clip it off, like, with their vaginas, like, because they did so many, like, Kegel exercises.
Wow.
Where they would drop different bites of bananas.
Is that sexy? Because that scares me.
And it was a lady that was, like, 75. It was not sexy.
Like, if you want to turn me on, don't put a phallic thing in your pussy and then cut it in half.
A friend of mine went to,
That's a turnoff for me. Call me weird. That doesn't get me going.
He went to Thailand one time, and he said he watched a prostitute waddle out over a small bowl, and she just shot out like four goldfish, like plunk, 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 plunk. And then she reached, after that, she reached inside of herself and pulled out a still live bird.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to you.
There's no way.
A still living bird. I promise you. I promise you, I couldn't make this up. You think that I just made this up on the spot right now, that this woman pulled a still,
and it's just like Birdman? What happened to that bird?
The titties, not a fucking magic show.
I don't know how you can beat that as far
as... That's it. That's a rundown.
All right, there it is.
Cheers, biggies.
Last after show.
Oh, we're doing more stuff. I thought when you said that's the rundown.
Well, that's how, that's good. Yeah, after show. Yeah. Okay. After show. Okay. Our girl Asa. Mm-hmm. What do we think of her final number?
I thought that was an incredible blog that she wrote yesterday.
It was so funny.
Detailing,
it was really, really funny.
From the time that she was 13, her first sexual experience, to today, how many men she had bedded.
This is the thing with Asa. I don't think I could name 419 people's name that I know.
Just
like
names.
First and last name.
That's what I was thinking too. I couldn't even give you a ballpark of my sexual exploits. And that's not because I'm a coxman, that's just because I'm an asshole with a shitty memory.
And just you must
have like an incredible memory, because I couldn't remember 419 people's names.
Not even close.
Like, and she's doing it by ear.
I come here and I introduce myself to people that I've met like four times.
Like, chaps, I know who you are. Like, yeah. I sit next to you. I'm Trent.
But the thing that really got me was like what age is this? This is I'm not gonna read the number.
Okay.
Gross raver that I met at the Cube on St. Mark's Place. His house always smelled like Chinese food, but he wasn't Chinese. Kid would fuck Scarlett Johansson. He's semi-famous now. We did ketamine all weekend, and I got my period all over his sheets. Puerto Rican kid. British guy who I dated for a month. Pretty sure in hindsight he was a pedophile.
So she had periods, so she was
first
23.
First two girls I ever fingered and went down on in the bathroom stall of a movie theater. Kid I fucked on a roof and refused to give my number, but ran into and dated for a year later in life. How old?
That's just 1 year?
That was 1 year. What age?
Jesus Christ. And that's, I mean, it sounds like it was pre-porn.
Yes, definitely pre-porn.
And it sounds like, but she also said one of the people said she was a pedophile. Or that they were a pedophile, so maybe that makes her young.
Say 17?
14.
What?
14.
I read the article.
14? So you don't need the hindsight. He was definitely a pedophile.
Yeah, that's a pedophile. That's pedophilia.
Yeah.
By
the very definition of it.
Yeah, they're catching murder charges. Yeah.
That was, I was going through her list, and then I would look up at the ages, and I was like, I had that one pegged at 22.
Yeah.
And it was 14.
Was she keeping a journal of all this? She's just keeping a diary?
Just memory,
She remembered what someone's apartment smelled like. What the fuck is going on?
She's Asian, so she's really smart.
True. She has an encyclopedia. Some of them just memorize math and numbers. Others learn medicine very well.
She's got the numbers right here.
She's mastered the penis.
418, I will say, was stunningly, as it took me aback. I was like, whoa, 418, that's a high number. But then I was like, I feel like it was going to be higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, like her spot where she said that there's only like 100 real dudes in porn.
That's a lot of fucking dudes.
But like a whole industry.
When she's just recycling through them. She said she's only on like a cycle of 20 now. 20 dudes that she bangs.
That's the life.
And I thought, but I really thought it was going to be like 1,000 would be the
yeah,
number.
Yeah, I was guessing four figures for sure.
Which is crazy. Do you think? I mean, I guess there have to be people who are whose number is up there, but maybe people, even these porn stars, have some thousand.
She's selective, very selective.
Very selective porn star.
Yeah. All right, that's it.